News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Jack, correspondent Jess Kelly is with us this morning. TikTok was gone, then it was back. We're not sure what's going to happen next. Everybody kind of had a funeral for TikTok.
Yeah, it's been one of the longest goodbyes in the history of long goodbyes. So this all started when Joe Biden said that the company had to be sold to an American owner because there are concerns around spying or the Chinese government getting access to user information or manipulating users on the platform. The deadline for it was yesterday. And as we know, by Saturday evening, users in America said that the platform was going dark for them. You couldn't download it from the App Store. However, on Friday, Joe Biden indicated that he was not going to take any further steps. He was going to basically hand it over to the next administration. We know that the inauguration of Donald Trump is happening. And one of the first things he's going to do, it seems, is grant an extension to TikTok for another 90 days, essentially, to be sold, to find an American buyer. Now, this is all coming on at a time when there's a lot going on around the world, but this does seem to be high on the agenda. So we think what's going to happen now is that the service being restored in the US, so those in the US can access at the moment on the website, and bit by bit, the app will restore. And then, as I said, posting on Truth Social and at some of the rallies in the last wee while, Donald Trump has indicated that he is likely to give a 90-day yeah. pause on the ban, allowing them to find another buyer. He's also indicated...
this is it. It's the buyer, though. I mean, they're going to have to find someone to buy. Now, your man, Musk, has stood up and said, hey, well, look at me. Wouldn't I be great to do it? Surely, under competition laws, they can't have him take over TikTok and have X.
We can't make any big statements like that anymore. The rules have kind of gone out the window. I think one thing that's been interesting is that Donald Trump indicated on one of the platforms that he'd be interested in looking at a 50-50 venture, so whereby an American company comes on board and has a 50% stake on it. It's not going to go away. This story isn't going to go away. There are concerns, but we do know that the chief executive of TikTok is said to have an excellent seat at the inauguration of Donald Trump today. There have been meetings taking place. So this is not just about TikTok. This is a greater story about Americans' dealings with China and Chinese businesses, and also the rules. I saw quite a few people up in arms over the weekend saying, well, what is the point in having bans like this put in place, courts making rulings saying that it needs to go ahead, and then it being turned on its head entirely? It's not a great look. It'll be interesting to see, as you said, if they do find a buyer, who comes on board, if it is a 50-50 thing, as has been touted, or if the company itself is taken over by an American.
Of all the stories that we talk about in our house, my teenage boys are obsessed with this. Mm. Absolutely obsessed. Anyone over the age of 40 couldn't give a hoot. But anyone under the age of 40 is extremely animated by that. And I'm sure that that will be used politically to Mr. Trump's advantage as he's seen as the saviour of the social media site, beloved by a generation. Jess Kelly, presenter of Tech Talk and News Talk's technology correspondent. Thank you.
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Make your winter even sweeter with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. My Mochi is deliciously creamy, premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, soft dough. It comes in fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream. My Mochi ice cream tastes like an indulgent treat, but it's only around 70 calories per piece, and it's gluten-free. Look for the purple box of My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a store near you.